the number one tip, and it's not something people do intuitively, but is to think probabilistically, right? Where, look, we're not God. We don't know everything perfectly, right? We have to do the best we can with limited information and think more like gamblers do or poker players do. And so I trust a prediction a lot more when we say, well, there's a 55% chance of something or an 85% chance of something. That's how investors tend to think. That's how, like I said, poker players tend to think. So because they think in terms of let's get a little bit better at a time, let's chip away at the uncertainty, but acknowledge that we're never going to be able to predict things perfectly, they make progress. People looking for perfection in prediction often fall down and fail.
We have more information now than we've ever had, of course, because of the internet. But that often, you know, intuitively, one might think if there's more information that we'd be able to make better predictions. But you say it doesn't always work that way.
It doesn't always work that way. And the problem now is there's much more information than we can consciously process. There's also a lot more information than there is useful information, where the amount of information increased, but a lot of that is just YouTube videos and random text messages and stuff like that. It doesn't really help us to any kind of knowledge. So we have to be aware that when we take, for example, the polls, right, and people can't really consciously process the 30 different polls you might get on any given day, and so they pick and choose. And they'll often pick and choose the polls that fit well for their candidate or that tell the narrative about the race they want to hear. That's where it can help to have a method like the one I have, where we guarantee you that we look at every poll and do so by a consistent set of rules instead of cherry picking. But it's hard to do for a lot of people in a lot of fields, and so that I think it actually, if we're not careful, it can make us more partisan and make our kind of worldview diverge further from maybe where the objective truth might be.
What's your process like of looking at this election right now? How do you begin to make a forecast for what's coming?
Part of the advantage of what I do is that we have a process we decide upon in advance for how do we weigh state polls versus national polls, how to figure into the Electoral College. Should we look at economic data? We still do a little bit. But that way I'm not kind of running around like a chicken with my head cut off anytime that a new poll comes in and saying, oh, I don't like the model, I'm going to change it, right? So it's not me sticking my finger in the wind and saying, here's what I think will happen. It's based on a formula that we hope is an intelligently designed formula. But sometimes the poll that drives a news narrative, you know, won't be reflected in the forecast. Or it will be reflected, but it'll be outweighed by other data.
Give us a few ways to apply this to things outside of politics. Can you use what you're talking about to make better life decisions, for example?
Well, certainly when it comes to any type of investment that you're making, you have to be very careful, actually, not to trust your first instinct. If you look at the Gallup poll where they ask people, is now a good time to invest? It's inversely correlated, meaning it predicts badly, just the opposite of stock market outcomes, where when people think it's a good time to invest, the market is more prone to decline. When they say it's a bad time to invest, people didn't want to invest in March 2009, when the Dow was down to 7,000 points or whatever, right? But if you did, if you ignored all that kind of noise, people being depressed about their investments and invested in it, you would have nearly doubled your money over the past 3 or 4 years alone. So learning how to think carefully through a problem and not necessarily trust your gut instinct is a big part of that. Even though it's sexier to say, oh, just trust your gut. You know, you're brilliant within, right? But that's where people get themselves in trouble, I think the actual history of prediction would suggest.